Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Holy Spirit, for this beautiful meeting. Our hearts are receptive to hear your word. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for every listener, those listening in live on Zoom, those who are listening in on Spotify, and those listening in on YouTube, and those listening in wherever. Thank you for being here tonight. And I pray that you receive this message. In Jesus' name of God, I pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, so I shared a scripture. I mentioned that this teaching is in two parts. Yeah, it's in two parts. So first, number one, I'm gonna teach you the word of God. That's the first part. Number two, we're gonna answer some questions, and I would love for us to stick around. Praise the Lord. So don't leave. If you're here, you're here. Okay. Tag your neighbor. You are here. You're not going anywhere, because if you leave, you're gonna miss out a part that maybe God wanted you to listen in on. Praise the Lord. Okay, so one thing that you should know about this series is that I'm not teaching on how to find a man, how to find a woman. I'm not teaching on that. I'm not teaching you on how to find a wife. If you want to know how to do those things, we have teachings. You can just text me. I can send you the recordings from last year and the previous year. This month, I'll be teaching on understanding men and women. Praise the Lord, because I've noticed a lot of times the reason why relationships fail is because we don't understand men. We also don't understand women. Praise the Lord. Now, as I teach, if you discover that I'm teaching about men and your sister, don't leave and say, it doesn't affect me because I'm a woman. It means you're being disobedient to the word. You see what I mean? And then for brothers, when we're teaching about ladies, you don't leave because, oh, I'm not a lady. You're going to get married one day, and you need to understand your spouse. Praise the Lord. So when we're teaching about men, what are we doing? We want the sisters to know about men, and we want the men to also know about men. When we're teaching about women, we want the sisters to know about women, and we want the gentlemen to know about women. Praise the Lord. So a scripture I shared in the chat, the Bible says in Proverbs 24, verse 3 to 4, it says, through wisdom, a house is built. And I hope we can be interactive. I love interactions. It says, through wisdom, a house is built. And by understanding, it is established. Verse 4, by knowledge, the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. What is the Bible saying? The Bible is saying that if you want to build a relationship, if you want to build a family, if you want to build a career, if you want to build a company, a business, whatever it is you want to build, the Bible says first you need wisdom. And then it says you need understanding. And then you need knowledge. So sometimes people get into relationships and they don't have the tools that they need in order for those relationships to be properly functional. Imagine trying to bake a cake and you don't have the right ingredients. And then you get angry that you're not getting what the book says you should get. Praise the Lord. This is how sometimes we approach relationships. Oh, it's not working out, it's failing. There could be a principle that you don't know about. There could be something that you don't know in your knowledge. Praise the Lord. So this entire series, we are teaching from the scriptures what the Bible says about men, what the Bible says about women. And I want both genders to be in the meeting. Praise the Lord. Don't leave because, oh, he's talking about men. Because, and especially as a sister, your relationship with men is very important. Praise the Lord. Some of us have had bad experiences with men, and so it's even affecting our lives. Don't pretend. Yeah, because you can find that somebody is heartbroken, they can't even eat anymore, they can't even work because of a guy. So you need to understand men. Praise the Lord. Same applies to brothers. You find that a brother was heartbroken by a sister and he can't move on. Why? Because of a lady. Do you understand? So we both need to have this information. Praise the Lord. Beautiful. I love that gentlemen are here, but I also love that the sisters are here. So now let's get right in the teaching. I'm going to teach for about 30 minutes. And then at 19:50, by God's wonderful grace, I'll start answering questions. I want you to be part of the question and answer segment, because these are questions that maybe you also have had before. And I would love for you to be here so that you can gain wisdom. Praise the Lord. Okay, let's do this. So what we're going to do tonight, we'll be teaching about what the Bible says about a man. Next week, we'll be teaching about the uniqueness of a woman. The third, so next week should be Valentine's. Yeah, we'll be teaching about the uniqueness of a woman. And then on the 21st, I believe we'll be teaching about men again. And then that will be it on men. And then finally, on the 28th, we're going to end with ladies once again. Praise the Lord. So I'm not teaching you how to get a Valentine here. We're teaching you God's word about men and women. Praise the Lord. Ah, perfect, perfect. Beautiful. You are all welcome to the meeting. I'm so happy that we are here. So let me just share my document with you all so that we can get right into tonight's meeting. I'm so excited. I want the chat to be very exciting. Yeah. It should be very exciting. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Hey. Okay, I couldn't see my document, so I'm thinking, oh Lord, but I found it, yeah? Praise the Lord. Okay, can y'all see what's on the... Can y'all see what's on your screen? Just give me a yes if you can see what's on your screen. Let's see what's on your screen. Yes, you see, right? Perfect. So even as you're learning, you know what we're doing? We are bringing health to men and bringing health to women. Praise the Lord. Perfect. So we are looking at God's purpose for the males. Now, for sisters, how do you participate in this meeting? Look at what the Bible says about God's purpose for the man. And then do you know what you do? When you're ready to be in a relationship, use what I'm going to teach as a reference. Praise the Lord. It will help you pick. Okay, but if you're already in a relationship and you notice that some of these things are not what your man is doing, or it doesn't look like the kind of man that he is, it doesn't mean you should end the relationship. What you can do, use wisdom. Just say, you know what, there's something I learned tonight. Do you want to listen to it with me? And then both of you go on the podcast listening and then share notes, right? And then when it's your turn, when we're learning about women, what do you do as well? Send that document or send the meeting to whoever it is that you're dating. Praise the Lord. But if your partner is here, then hey, praise the Lord. Yeah. Okay. This is y'all. You guys look amazing. Yes, you all look amazing. So what is the content of my document? Number one, of course, there's an introduction. Number two, you're going to learn about the male's priority. You're welcome, Dr. Christopher. Yo, everybody just say, welcome, Dr. Christopher, and just make her feel special. It's good to have you in the house. Just say welcome, Dr. Christopher. Thank you so much for joining. The second thing we're going to look at is the male's position. And the third one we're going to look at is the male's assignment. So I did mention that the way I'm teaching tonight is a different approach, right? If you want to know how to do other things I did mention, send me a message. We'll send you the previous audios. Praise the Lord. Okay. Yeah. I see you. I love the excitement. Okay. So my name is Robbie Makasa. I'm a mechatronics engineer, a graphic designer, and author. I'm a guitar instructor. I'm a teacher of the Word of God. And I am the president of Interactive Bible Study. Oh, my goodness. I love it. Hey, what am I seeing there? Please, IBS, behave yourselves. Dr. Bayware. I beg you, please, we're in the house of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay, Proverbs 19, verse 21, the Bible says, many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purposes that prevail. You guys want me to start losing focus, eh? Please, I'm a man of God. I've come here to teach the word. Okay, Proverbs 19:21. The Bible says, many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. BCS, IBS. Yeah, focus on me. Give me your attention, eh? So many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. So the Bible is telling us here that there are many plans that people have, right? But then it says the Lord's purpose is the one that prevails. So what does this mean? It means that as men, as women, we need to now find our place. What does it mean to be a man? What does it mean to be a woman? What does it mean to be a male? What does it mean to be a female? Praise the Lord. How do I deal with toxic masculinity that society deals with? And what does the Bible say about my masculinity? What does the Bible say about my femininity? So these are things that you need to understand from the Bible, because you find many beautiful things there, right? So it says many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. And when you look at the opinions of what a man should be, many opinions about how a man should behave, many opinions about how a man should do things. Now, as believers, if we're using societal teachings or societal norms as that foundation that I'm using as a man, it's my guiding principle, what society says, then already we are not going to function in the way that God wants us to function in. Amen. So we are not supposed to succumb to societal norms. The Lord's purpose is the one that counts. Praise the Lord. So purpose is the key to your fulfillment. So sometimes the reason why people fail to be fulfilled is because perhaps they haven't discovered that purpose yet. Amen. So the nature, the design, and qualities of males were decided upon by God, and he created the man according to what was determined or what was best for the sake of his purposes. Even the way you've been made. You see, I love that we're here. So, and you know, in IBS, we keep it very raw, right? We don't hide. It's unfiltered. Amen. The way you've been designed, you can know that I've been designed to be a man. So the time I was joking around that, you know, with us dudes, it's like God just made us all straight and there's nothing attractive about us. And then now when he's making the sisters, it's like he's taking his time. Imagine God took so much time on the sisters. Adam had to sleep. Adam was asleep, doesn't know what's going on. The next thing that happens, he's awake. And then, oh, bone of my bones, flesh of my flesh. Dude has no idea what God did. But all he sees is this beautiful lady. Because how do we know she's beautiful? He's excited. He says, bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. I'm going to call you a woman. But for us dudes, you're just straight. Nothing. So I don't even know what the sister's like. But when you look at how God made the female, I'm going to make the mammary glands. And then I'm going to make her to be blessed in a certain way. And now when the sister passes, these dudes who are drooling because, oh my gosh, she looks so beautiful. So that's God's creation now. Praise the Lord. That's God's creation. So he's taking time, and this is how I'm going to make her. So even everything about the lady facilitates her purpose. Everything about you, the man, facilitates your purpose as well. This is how come even, you know, I'm not going to say what I want to say. Praise the Lord. Let's move on. Okay, so the elements of the male's purpose. Number one, priority refers to the man's order in creation. And what this means is in regard for his reason for being. Number two, position refers to the environment and place in which the man is to carry out his purpose. So you notice when God creates Adam, he places him in a specific place. The Bible says, I'm paraphrasing in Genesis 2, verse 15. It says he put the man there. What was the man doing in that area? It says to tend the garden, to make the garden beautiful. Praise the Lord, to make it amazing. Verse 3, or then number 3, assignment now means the functions or tasks that the man has been given. So the purpose of the man may be summed up in his priority, his position, and his assignments. So all of you have an assignment. All of you have certain things that God wants you to do. And for us sisters, when you begin to learn these things, you are trying to help your man fulfill his purpose. Same thing for men. Praise the Lord. This is why we want to understand what the Bible says about men and what the Bible says about women, so that you can know. The scripture I shared earlier, I said in Proverbs 24, verse 3, it says, as by wisdom, a house is built. So there's a certain wisdom that's needed. And then it says, by understanding, it's established. By knowledge, the house is filled with beautiful perfumes, right? So what do I know that can help me successfully date this lady that I'm seeing? Praise the Lord. What does she know so that she can successfully be with me? Because if we don't know anything about each other, talking about preferences or specific things to the lady. I'm just talking about in general. Do you know what it means to be a man? Do you know what it means to be a lady from the scriptures? Praise the Lord. Because sometimes if we don't understand these things, it's going to be very hard to live with another person who you're supposed to be attached to the entire your entire life. Imagine, this is why I say that sisters are very interesting. Right? Very powerful. I believe the most powerful people in the world are women. I really believe that, you know, because the Bible says in Genesis 2, verse 24, it says, a man shall leave his father and mother. Imagine the only time the Bible records the man living, even if you've been living alone for a time, the Bible does not recognize that until you leave for the sake of a woman. It says, the man shall leave his father and mother and cleave. So you think women are the ones supposed to be attached to men, and yet scripturally it's supposed to be men attached to women, because the word cleave means to be attached, to be in hot pursuit, to be constantly chasing after that girl. So yeah, I got her, she's my boo, but I'm gonna keep on chasing her because I'm a dream chaser. Praise the Lord. It says the man is leaving his father and mother. Why? Because of a woman. Nothing else. Not because he got a job in Botswana. No, he's leaving because he found a woman. So the minute the Bible acknowledges that you've left is when there's a woman. Another thing the Bible says about a wife, it says, he who finds a wife finds a good thing. Yeah. And then your wife now becomes your favor booster. So I need some favor. I just need to marry. Praise the Lord. Very interesting, right? Yeah, very interesting. So now let's look at the male's priority. Yeah, let's look at the male's priority. So the order, why did God create Adam first? Does it mean it's because he's better than women? And you know why? You don't have to get your ideologies from society, because society will teach you to hate the other gender. I don't know if you've noticed, but it's not necessarily teaching you to accommodate the other gender. It's trying to create this what a man can do, a woman can do. And I agree. But sometimes my question is, why does the man or the woman want to be like the man? Right? Why should we think about it that way? Praise the Lord, because when God created the man and the woman, there's a reason why he created us. There's a reason why he made us here. And we both have certain things we're meant to fulfill. But if we're fighting each other, I have to displace this one in order to rise. It doesn't work like that. Imagine for one person to rise, I have to talk down on another person so that I rise. No, that's not how it works. So why did God make the male first? Praise the Lord. Because God created the man to be the foundation of the human family. Haven't you noticed the minute there's no male figure in the house, in your community, in the countries, in your societies, usually that community crumbles. Why? Because the Bible even says if the foundation is broken, what can the righteous people do? That's why, as gentlemen, we've been given a high calling. Praise the Lord. So if the foundation is broken, try to just think about even your own family. Okay? Try to think about your own family and look at the consequences of, you know, male figures not being around, or those who are around who don't understand what it means to be a man. Look at the consequences, the issues that come about. All these things. If you do a study in the United States, a lot of the African American people who never had fathers, most of them end up in jail because there's nobody to guide the young man. So now the young man is left to the streets. And so the only idea of masculinity, the only idea he has of being a man, is to be this macho person. I'm tough, I'm gangster, so I'm gonna carry out guns. I'm gonna have guns, I'm gonna be tough, and then I'm gonna treat a woman like an object of sex. This is what society is teaching people. And so now you find that these kinds of behaviors continue to perpetuate into other cultures, into other generations. And so now in a family, the son is just like his father, and his father was exactly like his grandfather. So it keeps on moving on. It's a whole cycle just because there's no stable man. So look at your own family, look at the society you live in, look at that and try to see. Praise the Lord. This is why we need to actually understand the male's priority. And this is why, even as sisters, we also need to join this fight, because as long as the man is not doing well, society is not going to do well. It's also going to affect you. Praise the Lord. This is why we are teaching this way. So when God creates Adam, he's creating a foundation. Yeah, he's creating a foundation. So the foundation of society, the infrastructure of God, is now placed on this man. He's carrying everything. This is how come when sin happens in the Bible, who does God go to? He goes to Adam. Why? Because it's your responsibility. I've given you to handle the entire garden or the entire environment in which you're supposed to exercise dominion. Praise the Lord. It says, where are you? That's what God is asking. I think that's Genesis 3 verse 9. And then you know what Adam does? He blames his lady. He's not taking responsibility. No, it's this woman. After that, you see that God doesn't play matchmaker because there's a whole blame game. No, it's this woman. The woman says, it's the serpent. The serpent could have probably blamed somebody as well, but I guess he had no one to blame. Praise the Lord. So there's a reason why God created us first. Look at what the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 3 verse 11. It says, no one can lay any spiritual foundation other than the one already laid. So sometimes if we're using society as a way of getting our ideas, you start to fail. Praise the Lord. You start to fail because we are not doing things the way that God wants us to do. Amen. Let me move on to the second one. The male's priority. The male's priority. So man's priority, or rather the male's position with where God now places you. Okay. So when you read in Genesis 2 verse 8, this is what I was trying to quote. It says, now the Lord God had planted a garden in the east in Eden, and there he put the man he had formed. Praise the Lord. God has built into the male, into the female as well, a need for his presence. Now, it says God planted a garden in the east, in Eden, and there he put the man he had formed. Why is God putting this person in a specific environment? When you read in the Bible, it says that God could come in the cool of the day and speak to Adam. Your relationship with God as a man is very important, because how are you going to lead the sisters can't hear from God? Have you noticed in the Bible, God speaks to Abraham. He says, look, I want you to leave this place and go to a certain land. So how come Abraham is able to function in his purpose? Why? Because he could hear God. Praise the Lord. He could receive from God. He could receive instructions. He could clearly hear the word of the Lord. Amen. We can look at his son, Isaac. There was a time when Isaac, in Genesis 26, the Bible says that there was famine and he wanted to leave the place because, hey, I can't stay here. I might die because there's no food. And then God spoke to him and said, no, stay here. Another man who's hearing God. Praise the Lord. Then there's Jacob. Jacob could also hear God. And if you keep on looking at these people, you discover that these are men who had a relationship with God. How well do you hear God's voice? Are you familiar with his voice? Do you personally decide, I just want to have some communion with the Lord? Because look, leading a family is a whole big responsibility. I need to have a relationship with God. What is God saying? Yeah? What is God saying? Praise the Lord. So how is God? And so even as you are deciding, sisters, on who you want to marry or who you want to date, these things are very important. Does this person have a relationship with God? Does this person value his relationship with God? Because if he's not valuing his relationship with God, there's a certain way he's going to treat you. He might treat you like an object of sex. So each time this guy sees you, all he's seeing is, oh, she's so beautiful. And his mind is just about, I just can't wait for a time when we might do one or two things. And I'm excited. But a man who hears from God, in as much as he might have those desires, then he's familiar with the word of God. He can say, no, in as much as I feel like doing this thing, the Bible says this about sexuality. The Bible says this about sex. But a man who doesn't have a relationship with God is a man who can do anything. So now you find yourself in a relationship where there's gymnastics every now and then. Like nothing else happens except gymnastics. No relationship with God. Like the relationship is purely physical. And these are people who don't even know God. You got it. You got it. So your relationship with the Lord matters. Very important. So even as you are seeking out, who is it that I want to be with? Do they have a relationship with God? Because it's, and you know, sometimes you can feel like, ah, nah, he can't. We can't do it. Oh, you don't know. Can I tell you a little secret? Man's temptation is a woman. A woman's temptation is a man. So don't think you're very strong. Your temptation is a man if you're a lady. And as a man, your temptation is a woman. So no, I'm strong. I can. No. There's nothing like I'm strong. Praise the Lord. Your temptation is a man. And you know, sometimes if you have types, then this type comes, the it. He's you know, he's buff, he's chiseled, he's got blue eyes, he's everything. So when the guy comes, oh, I can't breathe, oh my God, and he's Aaron Pierre, right? So the dude has come, he happens to be Mufasa, and he's everything that you want in a man. And they are trembling. Praise the Lord. It's good to be honest, you know what I mean? Yeah, because you know, sometimes as believers, people don't want to be honest. Like if you're dating, you think you don't have sexual feelings for your partner because, oh, I speak in tongues. You know me, I speak tongues in capital letters. Hello, you can come from fasting and speaking tongues in capital letters, and the next thing you see nakedness and you are tempted. It doesn't mean you've lost your anointing because a lady's beautiful. Come on. If that was the case, then would have been losing anointing every single day. Just by looking at your girlfriend, I've lost 30% of the anointing because I saw this pretty girl. No. Hello, you're still anointed. You just have to run. It's a sexual appetite is just like hunger. It's an appetite. Do you see what I mean? So when you're hungry, does it mean you've lost the anointing? Because imagine you're fasting and you feel like eating. So does that mean you've lost the anointing because you're hungry? No, it's the same thing. You've not lost any anointing. There's just an indication that you are human and something is going on, right? It's an appetite. Praise the Lord. Yeah, let's move on real quick. Let's move on. Number three, the male's assignment. The third thing that determines a man's purpose is his assignment. Assignment means a task or something that's been entrusted to you to do. Praise the Lord. So God gives everybody responsibilities. Don't run away from them. Sometimes we feel that work was given because Adam sinned. No, work was given before sin. You notice in Genesis 2, that's before sin happens, right? Sin happens in Genesis 3. But in Genesis 2, you notice that the Bible says God placed Adam in Eden to do something. Genesis 2 verse 19, the Bible says about Adam, it says God would bring all the animals to Adam to see what he would call them. So work is not a thing that happened because, oh, you've been cursed. No. God gives work. He gives responsibilities. And he's always looking for somebody. He's always looking for stewards. He's always looking for people to manage certain things. So are you going to be that person who can accept the responsibilities that God gives you? Every person that God called in the Bible, he gave stewardship responsibilities. Stewardship is the ability to handle the things God has placed in your care. What are you doing with the company God has given you? What are you doing with the business God has given you? What are you doing with the ministry that God has given you? What are you doing with what God has placed in your hand? Praise the Lord. Yeah, God is always looking for somebody. Okay, So we'll look at two assignments for tonight, and then we'll get into question and answer. Yeah. Okay. So what are the first two assignments you need to understand about males, or what God has given the male? Visionary and leadership. Being a visionary and being a leader. So I mentioned that when God created the male first, he created the male to be the foundation. So you become a leader. Okay, so look at what the Bible says in Genesis 2, verse 15. The Bible says the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and take care of it. And the Lord God commanded the man. So who is God commanding here? God is commanding the male. But what did he tell him? Genesis 2, 16 to 17. The Bible says, you are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For when you eat of it, you will surely die. So God is giving instruction. Look, this is what I've given you. I've given you a vision. So after God gives the vision, what do you do with the vision? Now you send it out. The Bible says in Habakkuk, it says, write the vision down that whoever reads it may run with it. So in a vision, that two people, there's a visionary and there's a runner. Praise the Lord. There's a visionary and there's a runner. Another thing you see that this is leadership. So God wants men to be leaders. Being a leader doesn't mean you're bossing around your wife. Hey, do this. No, I'm the head of the house. I say so. No, that's not leadership. That's domination. That's not leadership. You're dominating a human. You're never meant to dominate a person. This is why when we're learning these things from society, you're going to abuse the woman that God gives you because you don't understand what the Bible says about you being a leader. Praise the Lord. And you see this a lot. You find that some women, hey, you find that a woman is married, is okay to be with somebody who's a gangster. And sometimes as ladies, if you also don't understand these things, it's easy to subject yourself to a manipulative form of leadership in a man just because it seems like he's macho, he knows where he's going. And that's how come you find that a woman can actually follow a bad boy because the bad boy is actually doing something. You know what I mean? The bad boy is actually doing something. He seems to have a vision because he's running things. He's taking care of business. And then the ladies say, no, I just love the way he handles things. You know, he's a take charge kind of guy. I like take charge kind of guy. So he's my dude. And so you find the lady is now subjecting herself to a man who doesn't know God, is leading the person to destruction. And there's now controlling. There's this. Why? Because he's the it, he's the bad boy. Don't like bad boys. Why do you have to like bad boys? Praise the Lord. I mentioned last time, you can't be a bad boy. The only two bad boys we know are Will Smith and Martin Lawrence. The rest of us can't all be bad boys. Praise the Lord. Yeah, we can't all be bad boys. Just be a good person. Love the Lord. Praise the Lord. So there's a way God created us to lead. And this is how come, as a man, the best way to lead is to have a relationship with God. So you ask the Lord, Lord, what do I do? How can I handle this situation? Help me to understand how to lead my wife. Help me to understand how to lead my family. I don't want to be dominating people. That's not why you've created me. I don't want to be this macho man, or because society says a man is supposed to be this tough gangster dude. Yeah. He's even got bigger breasts than some ladies because he's big, he's huge. This is a man I want so I can rest on his chest because his chest has form. Ah, what form? Not form in the spirit, but form physically. Praise the Praise the Lord. I'm so sorry. It's so funny. It's so funny. But these things happen, right? So as men, as gentlemen, you're supposed to be somebody who loves the Lord. Yeah, not sugar daddies. Or sometimes they sugar mommies as well, yeah. Praise the Lord. So we're gonna end here for tonight. Let's answer questions. Yeah. Thank you, Father Lord, for this meeting. In Jesus' name of God, we pray. Amen.